time it is to be alive as a Laker fan, you know? Shout out to all the Laker fans out there. Y'all are the best, you know? The Los Angeles Lakers won the NBA championship. Man, that sounds extravagant. You know what I'm saying? The Lakers won 106-93, 13-point game. We are 17-time world champions. That's crazy. Because for the past 10 years, we've been saying 16-time world champion. But now we can say officially 17. And that feels great. That feels great. So I'm hyped. I'm happy. I'm not going to lie. It's been a few hours. It's currently 12:22 a.m. right now. The morning of, you know, I was gonna film the podcast a few hours back, around like 8, but you know what I'm saying, I had to get some time to celebrate, you know what I'm saying. So now we're doing the podcast now at 12:22 a.m. but I'm like, you know what, I gotta get it done, I gotta get my message for the people, you know. Shout out to all y'all who listened to my last one on Friday. You know, I was a little speechless there. But I think, nonetheless, I was hoping for a win here in Game 6. And we got it. I do have to say, though, there are some sounds coming from somewhere in my house. And it's kind of tripping me out. You know what I'm saying? But we gonna go through with it. But if something happens during the podcast, y'all know why. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just tripping because this is late and everywhere is dark. But I don't know. But shout out to the neighbors who partied a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Safely. Social distancing. But anyways. So yeah. Lakers won. 106-93. It was a great game. We had guys like Danny Green make a redemption game. Hey man, first things first, man. Everyone who gave death threats to Danny Green, man, y'all are stupid for that. Let's be real. At the end of the day, a game's a game. Life should not be involved in this at all. You know what I'm saying? But you know, he had a good game today. He had what? 11 points? I don't have the stats on me. I don't even have any notes for this. I'm just going off the top of my head right now. But if I were to look at the stats real quick, hold up. I'm pretty sure he had 11 points. If I remember correctly. I don't have the best memory though. Let's be real here. If you know, you know. Man, why did they make the box score so difficult to get to? You know what I'm saying? Here we go. Danny Green, 11 points. You have a good memory, you know? 3-for-7 from 3. That's what? That's like 42%, man. He shot well today. He had a redemption game. Came in. Him and his fiance had death threats, which is not okay. But he came in the game. Did what he had to do. Redeem himself after last night. So it should be, you know? And he's a champion. He's a warrior, you know? He's going to come out to play. And people disrespecting him and, you know, he handled it like a man. He handled it like a basketball player, like a professional. And Danny Green, that scared the crap out of me. Wow. we're in the hours of the morning where any little sound is going to spook me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But Danny Green, man, he had a nice effort today, you know. Oh my, that was another sound as well. The damn water dispenser, bro. Oh my. But anyways, yeah, he had a nice game in 25 minutes. I like Danny Green. He's a good player. He's a good addition. His contract situation I don't like, but as a player, you know, he does his thing, you know. But overall, we had a good game. I liked Caruso. He picked up the start over Dwight Howard. Anthony Davis played center today. And he was very effective. that's a position where I wanted him to experiment with and play all year. Obviously, we know that AD doesn't want to play that role. But I think if we push him down to that five, it can really open the floor up a little bit more. When you got Caruso in the game and KCP and Danny Green and obviously LeBron there as well. But, you know, I love meat, man. I'm just happy. I got a smile on my, I've had a smile on my face for the last like 6 hours. It's great. Shout out to the Lakers, man. 10 years. The crazy thing is I remember exactly where I was 10 years ago when the Lakers last won. I was in first grade. It was like end of May or beginning of June, somewhere in there. It was a point where we were starting to wrap up the school year. And I remember I was in the library one time. And everyone was like, you know, everyone was talking about Lakers versus Celtics. And, you know, they were saying, oh, we got the Celtics. Because, you know, I live in Sac. And, what's it called? You know, most people, I mean, we have a good amount of Laker fans out here. I've come to find that out in the past years. But a lot of people are Sac here, so they're not going to vote for, you know, the Lakers. They were going to root for the Celtics back then, you know? And, yeah, everyone was Celtics, Celtics, Celtics. And then I'm over here, I'm a Laker fan, you know what I'm saying? And I said, Lakers winning it. And what ended up happening in 2010? Lakers won 16 championship, you know? Redeemed themselves. You know, 09 lost to the Celtics, and they came back, rematch, and won in 10 with Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace, Kobe, you know. Number 17 was for him. It was a tough year. It was a tough year for the Lakers, losing Kobe, you know. It was tough. It was tough for me, you know. Back in January, January 26th, I think it was. And, you know, it's a tough time for a lot of people. Obviously, we wanted to get the win in Game 5 with the Mamba jerseys. But obviously, you can't win them all. But, you know, we won this one. And I'm sure Kobe's looking down on the team and he's happy up there. And, you know, it's that's a good feeling. You know, we did it for him and we did it for Gigi and the whole Bryant family, you know. But before I do move on, I do have to say, I gotta give credit to Miami. I do have a friend who's a Miami Heat fan. Shout out to him. I know he's listening. sorry. But shout out to Miami, man. Y'all earned my respect. Coach Spoelstra has always had my respect ever since, you know, 2011 when LeBron came out there. But, y'all are my respect. You know, y'all weren't on anyone's radar to win the championship, to even make it as far as they did, to even beat the first seed. And y'all did it. Y'all, you know, blew everyone's expectations off the roof. Y'all, you know, y'all, man, you know, it's crazy. Y'all had a hell of a story. I see some Heat fans on Twitter and stuff who are like pissed off right now for no absolute reason, because they're saying, oh, y'all lost, you know, I'm switching up fan bases, this and that. Man, y'all are stupid, bruh. The future is bright for y'all. It's not the last time they're going to be in the finals. I don't know what their future looks like. I don't know what their contract situations look like. But, you know, you look at guys like Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, Kendrick Nunn. All these guys, you know, I could probably just pull up the roster. Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, you know, Kendrick Nunn. Olynyk was nice this series. He had a nice few plays. Didn't play too much, though. Jimmy Butler, obviously. Y'all got a steal right there. He played, you know, his butt off. And it was great to see. You know, I know a lot of Chicago fans and Minnesota fans and Jimmy Butler fans in general, just they're happy for him. You know, he made it. He finally made a finals appearance. He couldn't finish it off, but he deserves respect to the league and the league's fans. You know, he played amazing. Shout out to him. And, you know, Miami deserves the respect too. You know, and for sure they're going to be back. I'm sure they feel bummed out. Come all this way just to lose and play second in the league. But I know they're going to be back. I know that they're, you know, they're going to be doing their things. And they got a strong team. Like I said, I don't know what their contract situations look like. But from what I do know is, you know, they're going to be back. They're going to be back to compete. Miami fans should be on the lookout, you know. So shout out to them. Congrats to them on a great season. Like I said, they blew everyone's expectations out the roof. And, you know, they made what they could with it, you know. But, so anyways, you know, my Lakers, you know, we won. You know, I've been waiting for this 10 years. We've gone through a lot as Laker fans. Gone through a lot over the last 10 years. We've gone through a lot of tears, a lot of moments of joy, a lot of stress, high blood pressures, wrinkles, white hair, you know, all this stuff. It just feels like everyone is always against the Lakers, man. It really is, you know. You know, in my, like, friend groups, I'm the only Laker fan in there, you know, and it's tough sometimes going through years like 2014, 15, you know, with all our injuries, with all our, man, it just looking back, you know, you look at plays with like Marcelo Huertas and Jordan Clarkson back on those teams and Robert Zachary, all these guys, man. Josh McRoberts was on there at one point. Wayne Ellington. Who else was on those teams back then? I don't remember. I'm not trying to do a Google search. Because if you can't tell, I'm tired. Because I've been celebrating. You know what I'm saying? But we've been through a lot. We've been through a lot over the years. You know, in 2018? We signed LeBron. And that was incredible. It was a miracle. Brought him to LA. So we're like, you know what? This is our year. But then he ended up getting injured, you know. I think he got shut down the last 10 games of that year. And we missed the playoffs. Finished off as a 10th or 11th seed. It was a rough point. You know, we've been through a lot of rough times. And I'm happy to say that we've gotten out of that. You know, we're back on tap. You know, last summer. Got AD. Got a nice supporting cast. And, you know, we made it as far as we did. We're back on top. So shout out to the Lakers, man. You know, it's crazy. Because honestly, I'm speechless. Because it's been too long. It's been too long without a championship. And, you know, it's just so nice to see, you know, downtown LA right now celebrating like crazy. It's, man, it's surreal right now, you know, people paying tribute to Kobe. It's crazy, you know. A lot of people saying that they're going to put an asterisk on this championship. I think they're absolute pendejos, you know, they're just wrong. Let's be real, you know. They don't understand how hard it is to be in the bubble for so many months. Some of these guys have not seen their families in, you know, since, you know. I don't know. I just don't think that there should be an asterisk. If there is an asterisk, I thought Mark Jackson made a great point at the end of the game. He's saying if there is an asterisk, it's that, you know, they went through a lot in the bubble. You know, if anything, it makes it better. You know, it makes it more worth a championship. And I would agree. You know, it's tough. But then we got a lot of critics and haters saying, you know what, it doesn't really count because they had time to rest. LeBron would have been fatigued by now after an 82-game series season and all this. People saying LeBron is washed because he didn't have to face any of the Boston, Milwaukee, Toronto teams. He didn't have to face the Clippers. First off, man, the Clippers, man, get the hell out of LA. Y'all don't deserve in LA. Y'all don't deserve to be in LA. I mean, y'all no place there. It's always gonna be Laker Town. You know. Y'all were saying year after year how y'all making the playoffs. Lakers didn't. Well, how many banners did y'all get in those years where we missed? Yeah, that's what I thought. But you know, we got another banner for y'all, man. That's embarrassing. I mean, y'all lost to the Nuggets. To the Nuggets. Y'all blew a 3-1 lead in a game where y'all were up by like 20 in game 5. Lakers would never. Come on now. But, you know, the Clippers are just, man, they're something else, bruh. They're something else. Clipper fans. Some say Laker fans are something else. Nah. Clipper fans are, whew. Nah, none of that. But what was I saying before? I don't even remember. It's late or early in the morning, if you want to call it that. And I'm trying to get to sleep because I'm tired. I blew a lot of energy after the game. What else? LeBron. LeBron's fourth title, man. Fourth MVP, finals MVP. Everyone was against the Lakers, bro. Everyone. I mean, you look at MVP, LeBron got robbed. How about Defensive Player of the Year? AD got robbed. Do we want to talk about Executive of the Year? Because Rob Pelinka got robbed. I mean, talk about a general manager, an executive. Or is he what, president of basketball ops now? Talk about a guy whose team fell two or three spaces out of the playoffs. Took the summer, rebuilt, got AD, got a trade off with New Orleans, rebuilt the team, reshaped the organization, hired a winning coach, then came back in the next season, made the playoffs as a first seed in the West, second best record in the league, goes through the hardships, goes through all this stuff, goes through the bubble, and wins the championship. And you're going to tell me, well, at the time he didn't win the championship yet, but you're going to tell me with all that success that he is not Executive of the Year? NBA is crazy. NBA is crazy. And don't even get me started on the refs. Some people saying refs with Lakers, this and that. I disagree. There was no game where refs were on the side of the Lakers. Let's be real. Guys like Scott Foster, Mark Davis. Not a big fan of Tony Brothers. You know, all these guys, right? I'm saying that they make calls against the Lakers 7 out of 10 times a game. Let's be real with each other here. But who am I to comment on that, right? But I don't know. I'm just happy. LA has another championship. They deserve it. They fought hard for it. Not everyone's going to get the respect that they deserve. All LeBron wants is the respect. And you think that they'd be able to get it. But they probably won't. They probably won't. By the way, just for some comedy's sake, the team bus left Quinn Cook fine at the arena. I just think that's funny. I don't know. That got me a good laugh there. But the guys deserve it. You know? And, you know, let's celebrate this, LA. I know downtown LA is going crazy right now. Shout out to Kobe. Rest in peace. Trying to think of anything else that I wanted to say. I'm not going to lie. I'm not here fully right now. It's been a long night. It really has. It's been a long night. I've been happy celebrating, doing all this great stuff. safely, of course. Man, Laker fans, man, stand up. You know? We did it. We're champions. I'm hyped. So, I'm probably forgetting something. Like I said, I didn't write any notes for this episode. I just wanted to speak from the heart. And I probably should have waited till the morning. Till, you know, I was a little more in the moment. But it is what it is. So, I appreciate y'all. If you're a Laker fan, man, like I said, stand up. Celebrate. Make your voice heard. Because we did it. Throughout all the years, went through a lot of hardships, man. Like, I'm a die-hard Laker fan. Like, I wake up every day, put on a game. Like, I grew up with Laker games on the TV. Over the past few years, I've made an effort to not miss a game. In the last, like, 3 years, I probably missed, like, 5 or 6 games. So, it's crazy. We're champions. Enjoy it. You know? And number 18 coming soon. All right. Have a good one, y'all.